Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Enjoying Success with Sharon Michaels on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sharon Michaels of SharonMichaels.com, and welcome to Women Enjoying Success. Thank you so much for listening, and I believe that together we can achieve and even exceed our wildest expectations. There is synergy and energy when we come together like this to discuss positive and empowering ways to succeed and enjoy our lives. The goal of this program and every Women Enjoying Success broadcast is to take an empowered look at how today's women are achieving and enjoying success, abundance, and prosperity. Because together, we can become even more self-confident, determined, and successful. Well, today's show is brought to you by Unlimited Success for Women e-zine. This is your complimentary weekly e-zine filled with success tips and how-to for today's entrepreneurial women who have chosen to work successfully for themselves. And I invite you to subscribe at unlimitedsuccessforwomen.com. Well, we're going to be talking about healthy self-esteem. And healthy self-esteem, in my opinion, is one of your greatest success tools. Without healthy self-esteem, you're making success and life a struggle. Now, I've collected some questions from Women Enjoying Success listeners and from coaching clients, and we'll be sharing a few tips about nurturing and enjoying healthy self-esteem. So let's get started with the first question. Where do we get our self-esteem? Well, that's really a good question, and I've spent years researching the answer, and here's what I've come up with. In my opinion, self-esteem is based on an internal measuring stick of excellence. This measuring stick includes our values and beliefs and any other influences we hold to be important. We judge ourselves by whatever we choose to believe is a valid measuring tool. For example, if we lived in a culture that valued green hair and mine was purple, my internal measuring tool might believe that I didn't fit in, and my healthy self-esteem may suffer. So what's your internal measuring stick of excellence? Your internal measuring tool is often based on what the ideal or perfect person would do in the same situation. That's why perfectionism is so destructive to self-esteem. It's impossible to feel good about yourself when you're always measuring accomplishments and actions against a perfect person standard. In fact, I've never met the perfect person, have you? Well, many of us were trained to strive for perfection. We've been shown examples of the perfect paper in school, the perfect score on an exam, and even how to be the perfect little lady. Well, perfectionism is self-defeating and sabotaging behavior. If perfectionism is our predominant measuring stick of excellence, then isn't it often we give ourselves pluses on the positive self-esteem scorecard? I bet we don't do that very often. Healthy self-esteem is based on how well we feel we're fitting into the important areas of our life. Values and beliefs play a huge role in our self-esteem. Somewhere in childhood, we learned that some things were more important and valuable than others. We began to concentrate on pleasing the adults in our life by doing and valuing those things that made them happy. We received approval when we started to think and act like our role models. We learned to value what the adults believed to be important truths. And as children, we assumed that whatever the adults believed to be a truth, it was absolutely right. We began judging ourselves the same way. We also quickly realized to win approval, we must consistently please the important adults in our world. Well, over time, our experiences began to differ from the adult authority figures in our life. Yet, the only way to please them was to keep agreeing with their values and beliefs. So the internal and external conflicts began when we disagreed with the tried and true. Our self-esteem is affected when the values and beliefs we learned in childhood conflict with the values and beliefs we've gained from our own life experiences. The need to please is still firmly locked in the unconscious mind. Now, healthy self-esteem is the ability to find balance between pleasing the child in us and the independent adult. Peace of mind begins by realizing that we've had a different life and different experiences than our childhood role models. It's normal and acceptable to establish our own adult values and beliefs. Healthy self-esteem allows us to adopt our own value and belief system without internal guilt and conflict. Aren't you glad you're in charge of your healthy self-esteem? Because self-esteem enables you to thrive in life, not just survive. And if you remember anything from this program, please remember this. Healthy self-esteem allows you the pleasure of enjoying and appreciating success. You can acquire years of education, accumulate wealth, win prestigious awards, be blessed with the most loving relationships, and still self-sabotage. Outside barometers of success and happiness won't satisfy you unless and until you like and approve of yourself. Unhealthy self-esteem sabotages education, wealth, awards, and even relationships. You'll only achieve what your healthy or unhealthy self-esteem allows you to achieve. Healthy self-esteem, in my opinion, is the backbone of your success. Your self-esteem determines the level of success in both your personal and your professional life. Healthy self-esteem is not an automatic in life. It comes from how you are judging yourself as a competent and important person in all of the areas of your life that you believe are important. Current self-esteem is based on what you're holding out to be important in your life today. When working towards your goals, healthy self-esteem allows you to strive for greater success. And it does that by, I needed to take a little drink of water there, excuse me, giving you more energy and enthusiasm, accepting constructive suggestions with an open mind, controlling emotions and going for a stronger place of empowerment, allowing you to choose how you're going to achieve your goals, becoming a more accepting person, knowing who you are and what you want in life, having more self-confidence in yourself and your ability to succeed. So why are all these attributes so important? Well, let me share a story I remember reading, many years ago. A few years back, during a figure skating championship, a highly ranked skater took a nasty fall at the very end of her original program. The crowd reacted negatively, and she quickly became embarrassed, discouraged, and disheartened. Her coach was alarmed by her negativity and took her to a sports psychologist for a battery of tests. After several psychological exams, it was reported to the media that such exams showed that she was suffering from poor self-esteem. Well, during the second round of competition, this magnificently talented skater lost her flair for the dynamic. She refused to try anything too risky and settled for safe. It was amazing how one fall changed the perception she had of her ability as a champion. She ended up finishing far below her expectations, her natural abilities and talents, despite many flawless performances all during her past. A commentator and a retired champion made an interesting observation. He said that if you want to be a champion, You can't allow outside negative forces to influence the mental picture you have of yourself. I'm going to say that again. If you want to be a champion, you can't allow outside negative forces to influence the mental picture you have of yourself. He went on to say that this highly talented skater not only allowed the reaction of the crowd to affect her skating performances, but more importantly, she turned out to be her own worst enemy. Food for thought, no opinion of you is more important than your own. So what's the internal picture you have of your ability to succeed and thrive? I'll say it again. Healthy self-esteem allows you the pleasure of enjoying and appreciating success. Let's go on to question number two. And I sort of answered this already in question one, but we're going to continue with it. So Sharon, how important is self-esteem to success and happiness? And I'm going to say in a word, extremely. Healthy self-esteem allows you to thrive financially and not just to live paycheck to paycheck. How? By giving you the emotional self-confidence to learn, earn, and thrive. Here are three ways to enhance your financial self-confidence as well as your healthy self-esteem. Number one, take your financial self-confidence to the next level. Learn, read, and grow. Have you read any good financial self-development books lately? Healthy self-esteem allows you to feel and be more self-confident about those everyday decisions concerning your money-making abilities. The more self-confident you feel about your ability to learn, control, and grow your money, the more self-confident you'll feel about your ability to create a prosperous future. I found that a healthy habit and powerful self-esteem booster is to read or listen to a self-development book or CD daily. Financial self-confidence is built one day at a time and one new aha at a time. So here are a few powerful and possibly life-changing suggestions when it comes to enhancing your financial self-confidence. Women and Money by Susie Orman, The Automatic Millionaire by David Bach, Prince Charming Isn't Coming by Barbara Stanley, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. My suggestion, too, is to get up early or carve out time each day to learn a new self-confidence-building skill, or at least 3 or 4 days. But carve out time, that's your time, to learn a new self-confidence-building skill. And I remember this quote by Jim Rohn, "Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune." Okay, here's number two. Network with people who will enhance your financial self-esteem, because positive people create positive results. And if you're truly serious about making more money and becoming more self-confident with your finances, then network with people who are making money and already have healthy financial self-confidence and self-esteem. How about joining an investment or cash flow club? Another suggestion is to choose networking functions where you'll meet like-minded, financially success-oriented people. Ask questions, learn about what others are doing, and then use your own judgment to make wise choices and decisions. Learn, absorb, and then decide what will work best for you. Okay, here's the final one, number three. Healthy self-esteem is your most important financial success tool. The healthier your self-esteem, the wiser your financial decisions. You'll only be as self-confident as your healthy self-esteem allows you to be. Consistently nurturing, fostering, and building healthy self-esteem is just as important as building your financial wealth. Financial self-confidence is about learning, growing, and believing that you are worthy and deserving of all the good things in life. And from the practical side, it's about gaining financial knowledge. From the emotional side, it's about believing you deserve to be financially self-sufficient and happy. So what have you done today, yesterday, and what will you do tomorrow to enhance your healthy self-esteem, both financially, professionally, and personally? All right, let's go on to the third question. We've got time for one more. How do you recognize healthy versus unhealthy self-esteem? That's another great question, because sometimes we're so close to what we're doing all day, we don't recognize what's healthy self-esteem and what may be bordering on unhealthy self-esteem. So please remember, no one can bring you self-esteem. It comes from within your mind, within your heart, and within your soul. How do you know when you have healthy self-esteem? Well, spiritually, you have an inner peace. Emotionally, you face life's problems from a place of empowerment. Physically, you do the things that keep you healthy and fit. Mentally, you keep learning and growing and experiencing those things that keep you going forward in positive ways. Unhealthy self-esteem keeps you doubting, off balance, wistful, and distrustful. Healthy self-esteem is emotionally powerful and strong. The depth and breadth of your emotional strength is the foundation for all of your life successes. And the healthier your self-esteem, the less likely you are to sabotage your happiness and success. So an immediate goal should be to enhance and revitalize your self-esteem. Examples of healthy people and happy people with healthy self-esteem mean that they have an abundance of energy, they accept constructive suggestions, they know how to control their emotions, they're in control of their goals, they're a friendly person, they know who they are, and they're self-confident. Examples of people with unhealthy self-esteem: tired and drained, overly sensitive, emotionally distraught. They feel like a victim. They're unpleasant and moody. Their personality changes with the crowd. They feel inferior. They're often angry and hostile. So what have you done to enhance your self-esteem? What have you done to recognize maybe some of the self-sabotaging or unhealthy self-esteem habits that you've cultivated over the years that really are limiting your ability to go forward in positive, professional, and personal ways? Remember, too, that the healthier your self-esteem, the greater your successes. And in my opinion, self-esteem is one of the most important success tools that you can give yourself. The healthier self-esteem, the more successes you will allow yourself to achieve and enjoy. And why do I say that? Because self-esteem allows you the self-confidence to achieve goals, appreciate your accomplishments, and go for your dreams. So here's my definition of success and self-esteem: the overall feeling that we have of ourselves as a worthy and deserving person. The more we like ourselves and approve of our actions, the more we give ourselves permission to set the goals that motivate us to achieve personal and professional success. And that's my definition of a successful and healthy self-esteem. And here are some ways healthy self-esteem encourages greater success. Number one, the healthier your self-esteem, the more you believe in your ability to succeed. Number two, the healthier your self-esteem, the more you're willing to come out of your comfort zone and take calculated risks. Three, the healthier your self-esteem, the more you'll set the goals that will open the doors to even greater successes. Number four, the healthier your self-esteem, the more self-confidence you will have in your ability to achieve your goals. The healthier your self-esteem, the more you'll enjoy success. This ability to enjoy success encourages you to achieve even bigger and better and bolder things in the future. So here's a few tips for nurturing healthier self-esteem. Number one, reward yourself emotionally for all the accomplishments along the way. Acknowledge and appreciate the small and the major accomplishments. All these achievements and accomplishments add up to an unstoppable success mindset. Number two, set goals that stretch your comfort zone yet won't break your spirit. The more you stretch and begin to achieve those things you thought impossible, the more confidence you will have in yourself and your ability to succeed and enjoy your life. Number three, go for greatness and excellence and not perfection. Perfection can stop you in your tracks. Excellence encourages you to strive to achieve your personal and professional best. Number four, and this is so important, be good to yourself. Be good to yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. All times, treat yourself with respect and dignity. Number five, listen to your inner knowing. Watch for those internal red flags and listen to your instinct. Believe and trust that you have the ability to make good decisions and wise choices. And I'm going to ask you this again. What have you done recently to nurture and enhance your self-esteem? The healthier your self-esteem, the greater your successes. Well, I hope that's given you some idea about how important self-esteem is to yourself personally and to yourself professionally. Because the greater and healthier your self-esteem, the more you trust yourself. And when you trust yourself, you're willing to go for your goals. You're willing to have the self-confidence to come out of your comfort zone and to try those things that you've been wanting to try, but maybe have been a little apprehensive to go for. The healthier your self-esteem, the healthier your relationships with other people. The healthier your self-esteem, the healthier your business will grow. The healthier your self-esteem, the more you trust in yourself, and the less you're going to self-sabotage the good things because you don't feel worthy and deserving. So self-confidence and healthy self-esteem is so vital to success. Well, if you're listening to this call live, or if you're listening to this radio program before August 18th, I will be hosting a teleconference on Wednesday, August 18th, about how to keep yourself and your business on track. I'm going to give you some simple tips to keep yourself going forward and your business on track, to stay focused on making the most important things important. And you can register at SharonMichaels.com/August 18 call. Again, that's SharonMichaels.com/August 18 call. And you can register for the call. It will be recorded. So if you cannot be on the live call, you can listen to it 24/7. I will send you a link. So be sure you register. Even if you don't plan on being on the live call, I will make sure you get a link to the recording so you can listen to it. Also included will be some worksheets so you can develop your stay on track plan. Well, a reminder that you can download and listen to all Women Enjoying Success programs 24/7 right on your computer. And it's also available through iTunes under Women Enjoying Success as a free podcast. A reminder, too, that I really recommend that to stay focused and to stay on track, and a great self-esteem booster is to check out my accountability groups. Now, an accountability group is when two or more like-minded, success-oriented women come together to achieve their goals. and they form an accountability group where each week they send in their goals and they encourage one another to succeed. It is a non-judgmental, no criticism accountability to keep yourself going forward toward your goals. It's also a great self-esteem booster. And you can check out my accountability groups at SharonMichaels.com/accountability groups with an S on the end, accountability groups. So let me work with you to support your personal and professional successes. And what I do is empower women to greater personal and professional success. Remember, too, you can subscribe to my weekly e-zine, Unlimited Success for Women, at unlimitedsuccessforwomen.com, unlimitedsuccessforwomen.com. And you can keep up with me on Twitter and Facebook. And in keeping with today's broadcast, I'm going to leave you with this quotation, and in my opinion, some great advice from motivational speaker Dennis Waitley. He said, "To establish true self-esteem, we must concentrate on our successes and forget about the failures and the negatives in our lives." I'm going to read that again. To establish true self-esteem, we must concentrate on our successes and forget about the failures and the negatives in our lives. Well, this is Sharon Michaels saying, I believe in you. I believe that you have the power to create great successes in your lives. And until next time, enjoy your successes. Thank you so much for listening.